Japanese. Japanese Class 101. Welcome to CantoneseClass101.com. I'm David.
大家好，我是 Gimmy.
And we're here with Beginner Season 1, Lesson 9.
Lost in Hong Kong.
Right. Actually, they're not lost so much as they
they're
know
where
they...
They're just really looking for directions.
They're looking for directions. How do I get to where I need to go?
Right.
So our dialogue takes place in the school. It's between a student and a teacher, and they're speaking casual Cantonese, as always. Let's get to the dialogue.
请问课室在几楼？
在三楼。
唔该。
唔使客气。
One more time, a bit slower.
请问课室在几楼？
在三楼。
唔该。
唔使客气。
And now, with the English translation.
请问课室在几楼？
Excuse me, on which floor is the classroom?
在三楼。
On the third floor.
唔该。
Thank you.
唔使客气。
You're welcome. And I've got a little word of warning here. If you're not from Hong Kong, you are probably not aware that the third floor is actually the fourth floor. Because in Hong Kong, people use the British counting system.
Yes.
So the ground floor is zero.
Yes.
Okay. That being said, we've got a lot of vocab here, which is really useful if you're looking for stuff. Let's get to it.
请问
Excuse me.
请问，请问，喺
，to be，
喺，喺，课室
，classroom，
课室，课室，几
，how many，
几，几。楼
floor
楼楼唔该
thank you
唔该唔该唔使
no need
唔使唔使客气
polite
客气，客气。
Let's take a closer look at some of these words and phrases.
The first one we want to get to is to review the word 几,
which means how many.
几,
how many.
In a dialogue, we heard 课室在几楼?
On which floor is the classroom?
課室在幾樓?
So we know there are several floors, and we're asking
which floor?
Which floor? In a previous lesson, we used this to ask, what time is it?
幾點?
How old are you?
幾歲?
Or, how tall is someone?
幾高?
Here we're using it to ask, on which floor?
几楼?
So a quick reminder about how versatile this word is.
几?
Now, Gimmy, there's something you wanted to highlight about all of these polite words we have
yes.
in the dialogue.
The first one we heard was 请问,
which means, excuse me.
请问.
It's a polite way to ask a question.
Especially to start a question.
Right. It literally means, please ask.
Yes.
Can I please ask you this?
Right. 请问.
But we also have these other words.
唔该.
Thank you.
唔該。
Thank you.
And also, 唔使客氣。
There's no need to be polite.
唔使客氣。
There's no need to be polite. In the dialogue, we translated that as, you're welcome.
Right.
Because it was the response to thank you.
Yes.
But really it means don't be so polite.
Right. One more thing, David. We can also combine 唔使 and 唔該 together.
Right. And that gives us
唔使唔該.
And what does that mean, Gimme?
It's almost the same expression saying right. You don't have to thank me.
Yeah, don't be so polite.
You're welcome.
Right.
Exactly.
So two useful ways to kind of turn down thanks. The first is
唔使客氣.
The second is
唔使唔該.
In our grammar section, we're going to look at asking for directions in a building.
It's grammar time.
So grammar section today is about asking location in a building.
Right. Is it on the 10th floor or the 9th floor?
Right.
And what room is it?
Right. In our dialogue, we heard 喺幾樓?
On which floor?
喺幾樓?
On which floor?
The answer is 喺三樓.
On the 3rd floor.
喺三樓.
On the 3rd floor. So our first point, which is a review, is that if you're introducing locations, you use the verb
喺.
On the 3rd floor.
喺三樓.
Which is literally, it is the 3rd floor.
Right.
Of course, we can change the number. It can be the 4th floor.
喺四樓.
The 5th floor.
喺五樓.
The 17th floor.
喺十七樓.
Right.
David, in Hong Kong, we also got the ground floor. It's a different way of saying ground floor. 地下.
So, on the ground floor would be
喺地下.
Right. And reminder again, it's because in Hong Kong, people count from zero. So there's a special name for the lobby.
Yes. 地下.
Now, usually we're not just asking about the floor. We want to know the room number two. In English, we'd say something like, I want room three on the 2nd floor.
In Cantonese, we put the floor first.
Right. So we'll say,
喺二樓三號室,
which would be floor two,
二樓,
room three,
三號室.
So in Cantonese, we put the room number after the floor.
Yes.
One more time.
喺二樓三號室.
Floor two, room three.
二樓三號室.
We hope this helps you find your way through all of these gargantuan office buildings that we have here in Hong Kong.
Yes, good luck.
If you have any questions, if you get lost, you can always send us an email.
Our address is contactus@cantoneseclass101.com.
Right, and we look forward to hearing from you. For now, though, that's our podcast for today. I'm David.
I'm Gimmy.
Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you on the site.
多谢收听，下次见。
请问课室喺几楼？
喺三楼。
唔该。
唔使客气。